Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino here, back with our Amazing Race exit interview for this week. We're down to just four teams left on the Amazing Race after this team, Matt and Ashley, were eliminated this past Friday night on the Amazing Race. And they're going to be joining us here in just a moment on our Rob It's a Podcast Amazing Race exit interview for the week. Of course, Jessica and I talked about everything on our Amazing Race for Wrap Up this past Friday night. And we've got so much more going on here on the podcast this week. Recorded Spice an Hour, recorded an extra Survivor podcast with Denise Stapley. And of course, we're going to be talking Big Brother Canada with Derek from Big Brother 16 US version. All that is coming up this week on the podcast. Before we jump into Matt and Ashley, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at True Car. Because when you're making a big purchase like buying a new car, don't you want and expect a transparent buying process, a process that gives you the confidence to know that you're getting a fair deal? You don't want to feel, you know, like it's some operation that's not transparent, that's opaque, something like renting a camel in Peru. No, you want a nice, transparent buying process, and that's what you're going to get with True Car and True Car's mobile app. Because with True Car, not only can you configure a car that you want, but also how you want it. And you can see what other people are paying for the same car you're looking for down to the zip code. So you know what to expect for the car you want. It's a pretty transparent process. And once you decide on the car you want, lock in guaranteed savings on average over $3,000 off MSRP. Then you'll be connected with a trusted True Car certified dealer that will honor your savings without a negotiation. So when you're ready for that new transparent car buying experience, save time, save money, never overpay, download the True Car app today. All right, I see that I have Matt and Ashley here on the line, and let's go ahead and patch them in. Matt and Ashley, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
It's going very good. Very good. Sad to see you guys go, but looking forward to chatting about your experience on the race. And congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys have a date planned yet?
Yes, February 6, 2016, next year.
Okay. Is it a destination wedding in Peru?
Yes, and we're serving appetizers with potatoes in them.
Okay, good. Because if I'm invited, I want to get my reservation in early so I can rent the best llama that I can find.
Right. Awesome.
Yes.
And then feed them all the potatoes that we draw.
All right. Well, let's start there on this past leg of the Amazing Race. So what exactly was going on with that? You were trying to get dropped off at the one thing and they were taking you to the other thing, but I was getting a little confused as to what was going on the show.
Well, we were driven to
the right place,
which was Mama's, which is where we had to just go inside, get a shopping list, and then make a drink, and then drink it, have somebody make it and drink it. And then when we got there, Tyler and Laura saw us, surprisingly, because he didn't think that we were going to catch up, but we did. And then as we were looking, he said, "I think you guys are at the wrong place." He said, "This is Papa's."
Okay.
So Tyler and Laura must have known that it was not Papa's because they thought they were going to Mama's and they brought them to Papa's. So I'm just going to guess that they knew.
Okay.
And then we looked around and couldn't see it right in front of us and then got back in the cab and he drove us to Papa's.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought this up. Now, I know you guys were working with Tyler and Laura earlier in this race, but when I spoke with Jeff and Jackie, they implied that maybe Tyler and Laura were a little bit shady as race competitors. Are you saying that you feel like Tyler threw you guys under the bus?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't say threw under the bus. I mean, I would say that Ashley says, well played. I would have done the same damn thing.
Because we had spoke to Tyler and Laura when we allied up with them in Africa. And, you know, they would ask us, yeah, we're working together. We're going to work together to get to where we need to be.
Until it's time
to go our separate ways. And then, you know, all bets are off. And we play the game. That's how you play. I mean, if you're smart, that's how you kind of get further in the game. So, you know, they use us to their advantage. We use them to our advantage. And then when it was time to flip the switch, like they did, and they played the game very well. So...
Okay, so no hard feelings.
I can't fault them for being shady.
No hard feelings at all.
Okay, so when you guys had to do the potato sorting challenge and the potatoes were falling down, did you get any sense of what was the problem?
We knew that our potatoes were wrong as far as separating them. We couldn't figure out what was wrong because they all looked alike. But then once I scratched the surface, you could see the different colors in the potatoes, and that's when we realized which ones were, you know, supposed to go where.
Okay. All right. I'm fascinated by the llama rental application. What did you have to type on the application to rent the llama?
We had to type, I believe, how much it would cost and then the date from when to when they needed to rent the llama for, and I guess write our names. And I don't know, it was very, we didn't have to write much, but if you don't know how to use a typewriter, which luckily I do because my mom still has one at the house, then I mean, it could have taken a lot longer. So once I finished mine, I helped Matt with his, and then we were on our way.
Okay. You know, Matt, a question that I had from a lot of the listeners to the podcast, people really wanted to know, myself included, the leg that you guys got engaged on, why that leg in particular? Was it the view? Was it that you guys felt like, you could get eliminated at any point? What was it about that third leg?
When we were in Japan, I opened up the clue. It said that we were going to Phuket. And, you know, I know that in Thailand, I know how many beautiful places are out there. I knew Phuket was going to be gorgeous. And I just didn't know how many other places we were going to be going to, if we were going to make it or whatnot. I wasn't about that. Thailand's gorgeous. And I said, when we get to this pit stop, I'm going to do it here. As soon as I saw we were going to Thailand, that's just where my head was at.
Okay, but on that same leg, you also lost the fanny pack, which had the ring in it, correct?
Correct.
And so take us through your thought process of that. You've lost the pack, and it has the ring in it, but you can't tell Ashley that the reason why you're so upset is because the ring is in it. Can you just take us through what you were thinking?
When she said the fanny pack when I realized it wasn't around my waist and I freaked out, I was simply thinking this, is that if we don't get back to the fanny pack, not only do I not get to propose, but we get knocked off the race because
yeah.
We forget, and I think other people forget, our passports and money were also in there. So,
and so
she was just as nervous, and she was freaking, I was a little bit more crazy, as you can see, but I mean, if you lose your fanny pack, I think everybody knows from The Amazing Race, the race is over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, my thought process was, I just pray to God it's there for a few reasons, as you know.
Now, Ashley, what was your reaction to getting engaged on The Amazing Race? Did you see that coming at all? And tell us the truth. Give us the real answer.
The real answer is I had absolutely no idea. That whole day, we were almost like Blair and Haley bickering back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So when he proposed to me, one, I had two things go through my head. Like, how could you still want to marry me after today? Where all we did was argue. And he didn't tell me to get a manicure before he proposed because I always told him to do that. But no, he really just caught me completely off guard. And I had no idea. Now, looking back at certain situations where, like, I feel like, oh, can I borrow something, like a pair of socks, babe? Like, can I go in your bag? And you'd be like, no, I got it. Like, now, you know, you wouldn't let me, like, go in the bag, or he wanted to always hold the fanny pack. Like, now I see why, but I really did have no idea.
Yeah. Yep. See, listen, if anybody watches the show again, watch during the proposal, look at her face, as I was making promises. She thought I was apologizing for the day because we were arguing. She was pulling me away and saying, stop, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do this, don't do this, hi, I love you, I already accept your apology. She was pulling me away, and I'm like, stop, let me make my promises and issue them.
And I really did. Like, I was so caught off guard, and I just thought he was apologizing. That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, great job by you, Matt, for pulling that off. That was a nice work. Now, I want to know, do you think that getting engaged on the race had sort of a bump in your performance? Because hear me out, because you're saying how you were bickering on that leg of the race, but I felt like after the engagement happened, you guys got along particularly well, probably, and probably worked together better than any of the other teams that were out there. I know that a lot of these, you know, blind date teams are, you know, fighting with each other back and forth. But I feel like even like in moments where, you know, Matt, you were getting frustrated, or Ashley, you were getting frustrated, you guys were very supportive of each other. Do you think that the engagement had anything to do with that?
I mean, we don't think that the engagement had anything to do with that. Maybe it did. I don't know, but we don't feel that way. We just feel that we just started getting comfortable. Maybe because if you notice, after the fourth leg, I mean, the fourth leg, which is the leg after we got engaged, our first leg as an engaged couple, we were still in Thailand, and we played, and we raced awesome that day. We raced great, and then we got to looking for the metal castle, and we got lost. And we couldn't find it. And
I think our brains just stopped working because we were super dehydrated. That was it. We should have just asked somebody with a computer or a phone or something. And our brains weren't thinking to do something. But then after that, I think we just got into, like, you know, the momentum of the game. And we were playing a little bit better. We were learning how to be with each other. Whereas, like, you know, Matt was always super supportive of me. Like, when I was afraid to do something, like in France with the tightrope, like, he was super supportive. I was like, you got this, babe. Like, you know, and I was the same with him. When he got anxious, I would try to calm him down. You know, there was a lot that they didn't show us bickering, you know, all the time. But that's just who we are. We fight, we make up, you know, we love each other, and that's it.
Oh, that's very nice. Better than my wife and I would do on The Amazing Race. Can you talk about the decision that you guys, you turned Jenny and Jelani, they stayed in the race. It definitely seemed like it was going to be awkward after that. But then you guys had that moment, like that night where you guys all like had dinner together and you guys talked about it. Did you feel like it was really water under the bridge after that point?
No, I mean, no, not at all. I was just saying, basically, when the race is on, the race is on. You have to play how you play. And in Thailand, Jenny ran off from us. So when me and Jelani kind of said that we were going to work together to find the pit stop, and Jenny did her own thing and ran off on us, and kind of left us hanging. So, which was all good. But I said that if we had the chance to, I would love to U-turn her.
Which was actually a really great moment in time.
Yeah, that was great. So we got the opportunity to do it, and we did it. No, they didn't get eliminated. Yeah, that sucks, but I kind of knew they weren't going to, but I just figured, hey, listen, if we can make them go back and do some work, then why not?
Okay. Matt, are you going to be adding any clomp into your shoe collection anytime soon?
I'm actually wearing a pair right now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Fine.
Nice. Nice. Very good. What about your decision to work with Tyler and Laura? I mean, it seemed like that alliance was working well for the couple of legs that you guys were doing that. Did any of the other teams catch wind that you guys were doing that and give you guys any grief about it?
It didn't seem that way. It didn't seem that way at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay. On the show, it seems like Haley is, you know, really just all over Blair, seemingly like every other task that, you know, she's just killing him for something. Is that something that you guys pay attention to and notice when you're out there on the race? And what was your thoughts on that?
We don't, on the race, we didn't pay attention to it at all. We would, in between the legs, when, you know, we would hear that, you know, Haley was giving him a rough time. And, you know, or when we're at the airport, you know, he would say that, you know, they're bumping heads or she's nuts or whatever. But we didn't, I was actually liking it when I would hear it because, you know, I figured it would only help the situation for us and they would fall apart. But, I mean, they're still in it and they just won the 10th leg, so.
Now, as one of the existing couples beforehand, do you root for existing couples to win this thing? Is there any sort of pride in existing couples versus blind date couples?
I don't think that matters to us. I think it was, I mean, listen, as far as existing couples, the Olympians and also Mike and Michelle. Yeah, we love everybody, but no, we're just
we're rooming for Tyler and Laura. If it couldn't be us,
we want to see that one because I actually said to them as soon as the play was over, I was like, win this one. I was like, I want to see you guys take this one off.
Okay.
Because we were good friends with
him, so. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything that you guys want to let us know about? Anything we didn't see that the listeners might be interested in hearing?
Maybe the listeners want to see a little bit more of us, so let's vote.
All Stars.
Okay, so vote for you guys for All Stars.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that happens because we would come back.
All right, so if there's a vote, then vote you guys in.
Tell the world to vote.
Okay, all right. If they do an amazing race, vote.
Or maybe they could watch us
married. Right. Yeah, the Matt and Ashley Amazing Wedding.
Okay, so the Matt and Ashley Amazing Wedding or Matt and Ashley Amazing Race. Do you guys have a couple name? Can we call you Mashley?
No, they call
us
Mash. They call us Team Mash.
You can call us Mash.
Okay. All right, Team Mash. Well, best of luck to you two crazy kids, and hopefully we hear more from you guys in the future, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, take care, guys. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That's Matt and Ashley Mash here on The Amazing Race Exit Interview for this week. Just two episodes of The Amazing Race left here in season 26. Of course, this Friday night, Jessica, Lisa, and I will be back at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time. And then the following week, we'll be back once again to talk about the finale of Amazing Race 26. Can't believe it's all coming to an end this month. Everything, Survivor, Big Brother Canada, Amazing Race. So all of our shows that we're covering right now are all coming to a head here in the month of May on Rob Has a Podcast. So looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.